We've talked a lot about recovery and rebuilding for almost the last year now. And one of the things that is a continuing saga for all of us, especially kids, is our ongoing mental health through it all and the triggers that happen and so many more issues that come up. And of course, the folks at the Child Parent Institute, CPI, are very concerned about that too and are doing something about it. Grace Harris is here and she is the Director of Children and Family Services at CPI. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Pat.
Nice Glad to have here. You in the studio this morning.
Thanks.
Fire recovery covers every possible corner of our lives, that's for sure. What can you do about it for kids and families? And where do you think we are at right now in terms of our mental health recovery?
So we're coming up upon the year anniversary, and I think, you know, we're all talking about it. You've been doing shows about, you know, what the plans are, and people have been choosing all sorts of different things to do, whether it's low-key, you know, the chalk in the away
to
grieve, or, and people really do have different ways of wanting to recognize it. But we know that we lost 5,600 residences in the fire, and that a lot of people, even though there's a start, and that gives us a lot of hope that a lot of people are still out of their homes or living somewhere else and making decisions about moving. I think there's families that are still living with other families,
which
very much complicates everybody's family
lives. Yeah,
both for the people who are housing those people and for the children who are now living somewhere different and not having their own stuff. And
some
things
kids
like
are
that.
In new schools as a result of those moves.
Right. And a lot of children, I think the paper said the Santa Rosa School District lost 1,000 children this year.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have lost their friends.
That's true, too. I hadn't thought about
so
that.
It's a ripple effect that affects all of us. I mean, I think it was just so huge. It affects the whole community. And children are a big part of that community, and they live in these families.
Are they often more resilient than we are?
Children are actually fairly resilient. I mean, and that's actually all the evidence. I took a training from somebody who came out of Australia where they also have many wildfires. They actually sent us children's quilts from one of their guilds, which was a nice thing because they knew what we were going through. But they really do find that a lot of families are pretty resilient, that children do pretty well, that they do adapt. But it depends a lot on what age they are, how much trauma there was in the fire, maybe what else is going on in the family.
Yeah, because there are other aspects of our life that continue on. Yeah.
Right. How much resources the family has. So the mom I know that just said, okay, we're going to move out of my mother-in-law's and buy our own house somewhere else and sell our lot. We're going to stabilize now. I've got it pretty much together, and I know a lot about child development. We'll be fine, right? It hasn't been a great year, but we'll be fine. Versus the family that they were living in an apartment, and the parents had already started going through a divorce. And so that child's actually in therapy now, right? Because it was just too much disruption at one time, and it's not a family that has multiple resources because they were renters. Most of our renters did not have renter's insurance. And so they're trying to scramble to put all that back into their lives.
So how does CPI help?
So we have multiple programs. One of the first programs we did was one of our social workers that's on our staff. She actually started a group for parents who lost their homes during the fire. And that's specifically for that group of people to come in and actually mourn the fire, talk about what problems they're having with their children, talk about what they can do to be more resilient, what kind of decisions they're making. And it's been an interesting process where we have, say, a core of 8 people that come multiple times. And then every now and then somebody brings somebody else new into the group who may be just starting the grieving process or something where they can support them.
Yeah, the timing of all of this is so fluid, isn't
right.
it? Just
it
depending
is.
On the person.
And we had a lot. So in the older child population, the middle school, high school kids, we had a group of kids that were just not wanting to go back to school. So they either was, you know, I don't have my cool sneakers anymore, so I just can't go, you know, in these hand-me-downs that I got at the shelter. Or up to a child with severe anxiety. So to the point, you know, so where some parents were able, we were able to coach them to just, you know, set a little more limits with their kids, and other parents, we were saying that might be a good reason to talk to a therapist. And so we actually do have child therapists at CPI. We have a children's therapy clinic. So that's another thing that we're doing. We have funding to see children from the ages zero to five through the first local first five commission for the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's a very wonderful. That's a great addition. Yeah.
So we had a family where the mom called, and then we also have parent educators that this is what we do: go in and help parents with child behaviors that they're struggling with. And we had a family where the teenager didn't want to go to school. I think that was the one because of the sneakers, and then the 7-year-old was doing okay, but was just really clingy. But then the 4-year-old wasn't sleeping, right? And then over time, you know, the teenager's back in school because he has other friends that lost their homes, and it's kind of normalizing for him. And the 7-year-old has gotten back to normal schedule because the mom has been attentive, but not overly so to that. And then, but the 4-year-old was still struggling with sleeping, so that was something we could use the first five funding for, to say what else is going on with this child that may have happened.
How do we rectify that?
We help him.
And I would think it would be very challenging, Grace, too, for the parents, I mean, from the get-go, to try to model recovering behavior, you know. I mean, at, you know, to the time when all of those lives were upended, and yet you're still the parent. And you still need to provide your child not only with some sort of security, but, you know, to be modeling that it's going to be okay. We're going to make the right decisions. And, you know, you've got a place to land, no matter whether it's the same place you had
a
month ago.
That is really asking a lot of our parents.
And it is.
You know, I mean, I have a flyer that actually came out of disaster recovery for this parenting program we do. And then it's kind of like the warning is, well, allow your children to talk about the fire, but don't. And because that helps them, but don't allow them to talk too much about the fire because that's hard, you know. And so it's like, how do you balance? So it's like everybody's giving you advice and you're not sure how to balance it out. And you have to realize people are going through their insurance. People are asking them, how much stuff did you have? Can you make a list? Yeah. You know, and then they're not getting the answers they want, or they're finding out they're underinsured. And again, they're living with some other family where the other children are not that keen on sharing their bedrooms with your kids. And you're trying to make concessions because you're trying to fit into the other family's life. And so we really are asking a lot of our parents. And this is about the part in recovery where we see people getting more irritable and angry.
Yeah.
And
it's frustrating.
I think people are really feeling that in our community. We've actually seen that in reports of child abuse and domestic violence, and everything has really increased in our community over the last year. And so really what parents, the first step is to really just notice that you're feeling that way. So if I can say, oh, I'm more irritable than usual, what I've done there is instead of just feeling irritable, I'm starting to think about it. And if I can get my thinking brain involved, then I can slow myself down and say, okay, I'm feeling more irritable. What would make me feel better?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to go take myself for a walk. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to tell my child, like, sorry, I snapped at him because that wasn't a big infraction that I would have snapped at. You know, so things like that.
So families who are listening to us, whether it's parents or it's parents about their children who recognize that they need some kind of help, what's the next step?
You can call CPI. Our number is 585-6108, and we can help you. So the services we have available right now is, if you just say, I'm just really struggling with this behavior for my child, we can have a parent educator come into the home. If you're a family that lost your home, we have an ongoing group right now. Call and we'll give you the dates for that. It's on Friday mornings. And if you think that your child may really need therapy, call us and we can arrange for that also.
So. And who's eligible for CPI assistance?
Right now, anybody for those fire programs. So
okay.
We're part of the. So when you talk about all the things you're doing to help build the Resilience Fund,
yes.
We're one of the agencies that have benefited from the Redwood Credit Union Resilience Fund, as well as First Five funding and some other sources.
Well, it's fantastic. And it's not, you know, there's no expiration date on this. So
no, there isn't.
Yeah, you're going to be busy for some time to come on this subject alone.
Right.
And I know that's not all that CPI has under their umbrella, for sure. Well, Grace, thanks for pointing it out to us. If you are a parent and you feel like you need some help, or your kids need help working their way through the fire recovery, get in touch with CPI. And you can do that by phone. And the number again is?
585-6108.
6108. And we will also have that on the KSRO website later today. Thank you, Grace. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Keep up the good work. We need you here.
Thank you.
All right. That is Grace Harris. She is the Director of Children and Family Services at CPI, a great resource for all of us.